Okay, Mr. Chairman, Brad Holton, I'll come back on to the record. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and this item is for a public hearing to consider comments regarding the increased administrative fees for vehicle title and registration services. So let's go ahead and open the public hearing. And Jenna, did you receive anything by email or mail about testimony or concern about this? We did not. Okay. And is there anyone in the gallery that's here today to testify towards this? Kyle thought about it and decided not to. Okay. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and have any other information that should be put on the record or we want to be put on the record.
Good morning, Commissioners, Commissioner Holton and Commissioner Van Beek. This is our normal annual, we should be revisiting these fees annually. The cost of doing business at our DNV continues to increase a little each year. It costs money to retain staff. And when we're retaining staff, they're more efficient. Continuing to do good work for us, get people in and out the door. We're hoping to maintain the same staffing level, which will help us attain a goal of having less than an average time of less than 5 minute wait time. We will have some times where there will be some absences on Mondays and Fridays occasionally, and then through the lunch hour, we will have a little bit of longer wait time. But primarily, if you have an appointment or outside of those high peak times, our wait time is very good. So same process as last year. When we establish these fees, the title admin fee will go from $6 to $7, which pretty much the whole valley is about at $7 at the moment. And then our admin fee is gonna go from $9.50 to $12. And with all the information I've provided, same that I did last year. And that's a little bit higher than other counties, but everybody's reviewing their fees at the moment. So when it's all said and done, I anticipate everybody adjusting upward as well.
Okay.
Chairman, I don't have any objection to what's been proposed. I think it's been presented with a lot of data and metrics driving that. I also know that the other side of this is that the state of Idaho takes certain portions of this, leaving more of the costly portions and time-consuming functions for the Department of Motor Vehicles locally. So that costs more. And it's important everybody registers and that the admin fees and that we retain, that's costly not to retain. Assessor Stender does a great job. He's consistently looking at efficiencies. He has good supervision out there. He's got a lot of things happening right for the tax-paying citizens of Canyon County. His employees are consistently respectful to the public and interested in service and has, I know that Assessor Stender takes that customer service component seriously in wanting to move people through and provide the very best in those services that are state mandated to Canyon County residents. That being said, I'm very in favor of moving forward with the proposed fees.
I am too, and I think it needs to be stated the second time that the state has taken all of the easy stuff, and that leaves the brick and mortar places that this is the only place that the public can come into and actually be face to face and attempt to get something solved. So the cases take longer, they're more involved, and things are getting harder there instead of easier, and the state kind of represents it one way, and the reality at the county level is quite a bit different. And so I think this is just showing where that's going and what we're having to do to be able to deal with it.
Right. And in to add to that, if I understand it correctly, even when issues arise where the state has taken ownership of certain issues, the troubleshooting portion comes back to the county with no remuneration on that. So that if people object to the increase, they should go right back to the Idaho State Legislature and either do a take it all or be okay with the price increase. So that's the explanation for the record. And with that information, I move that the board signs the resolution increasing the administrative fee charged by the Canyon County Assessor for vehicle registrations from $6 to $7, and that the from $9.50 to $12. Thank you. And that the board signs the resolution increasing the administrative fee charged by the Canyon County Assessor for vehicle title services from $6 to $7 as presented.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Commissioners.
All right. All right. I would second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. And thank your people that actually do the face-to-face interaction out there. We appreciate that a lot. All right. That is the items on that. Does legal staff have need to do an executive session?
Chairman, we do. We need the assessor to stay around as well. We have one matter for the assessor and then a couple of others just for the board. They would be appropriate for executive session under 74206 D, E, and F.
All right.
I forget to use those in order like that, so I'm pretty excited.
Chairman, with that introduction, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 for D, records exempt E, to consider preliminary negotiations involving matters of trade or commerce, and F, to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay. Before I recognize your motion, procedurally, I need to close the public hearing on the vehicle licensing and title. So,
thank you, Chairman.
So with that closed, then I will entertain your motion to go into executive session. I just lost that housekeeping item there. So motion's been made. I would second the motion. What say you, Commissioner Van Bee?
Yes.
And Commissioner Holton says yes. So we will adjourn into executive session then.